Okay, I'm back. I'm in the studio, and I got Jack and Jesse here from the Crazy Diamonds, you two gems. How are ya?
Hey, great. How are you?
No complaints.
No complaints? I'm good. We're just, Jack's just trying to go. He's just, it's funny. Somebody came in the video store recently, and they, you know, had some CDs they wanted to let go, and he had that. He had Echoes. So I went, oh, yeah, I'll take that. So
yeah, that's an awesome.
He's just going through. They're going to. We're going to set the mood here and play some Pink Floyd.
No, yeah, I mean, I love Marooned.
Okay, well, let's play Marooned.
It's a great late period Floyd.
Okay.
Division Bell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some '90s Floyd.
I've been. Are you guys Shoulder on pads. Mic? I can Grudge barely Floyd. Hear you.
Pardon?
There we go. There we go. Gather around the mic, guys.
All
there
right,
we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, now me and Jack have to pretend like we like each other.
Yeah, you do. I'm sorry about that.
Man, cozy up.
Cozy up. Well, it's radio. So let me think here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Disc
this is the
two.
Shoulder pads and grunge era of Pink Floyd.
Hey, I lived through that. Don't knock it. I feel I'm so
I might wear shoulder pads on Saturday night.
Really?
No.
I've seen one of those. Yeah. I've seen one of those. One of those. It looks like. I don't know, you look like Bill Murray, one of those groovy leisure suits. I don't even know where you got it from. Looks amazing.
My dad looks like Bill Murray a lot.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He looks like the not ready for prime time Bill Murray.
Oh,
yeah.
Bill from Murray the rocks. 70s. He was yeah. great.
Yeah, yeah he's Bill so Murray. Funny.
He is. He's still funny. He's, you know, outrageously funny and...
Scrooged. That's so fun. That movie is hilarious.
Well, one I interviewed, and this is going to sound... kind of surreal, but when I interviewed David Johansen from the New York Dolls, he told me how he got that part because he and Bill Murray used to drink at the same bar together in New York.
So, oh, cool.
Yep. Wow. And he said, hey, how'd you like to be in my film? He goes, what am I going to play? He goes, you're going to play a taxi driver. He went, I'm in.
Oh, that was the guy, the taxi driver was in the New York Dolls.
Yeah, that's David really? Johansen. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Niagara Falls, Frankie.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of my favorites. I watch it every Christmas, and sometimes we watch it when it's not Christmas just for fun. Okay, we're going to play some Marooned here, and then we're going to come back and talk about Dark Sides and Dead Flowers. This is so cool.
Thank you. should I live when you die? There's no reason for it. You've got to go sometime.
Right, welcome to What's Wrong with This Pink Floyd Song That They Just Played.
So call in if you notice any differences. Yeah.
Call in if you notice any differences.
It's definitely not the original mix.
No.
I think that's the conclusion I came to when I was listening to that.
All right.
Can you hear me good? Or
no, yeah, closer? Squish to, yes. Rally around the microphone, guys. There
How's
we
this?
Go.
Check.
Yes, I can hear it. Check, check, check.
Splints.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're in, yep, you're good. So, and I'm hoping you'll, did you bring your instruments?
We didn't, because Jack had the bus here.
Oh! So. Okay, well, then people are just going to have to go on Saturday, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's always fun to have you guys play live in the studio, but it's not a problem. Not a problem.
For sure next time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What was I going to say? How did this concert come about? Like, how did this all come to be, this concert? Dead Flowers and Dark Sides, which is a great concept, I might add.
Yeah, the name kind of... I don't know, Mike McDonald, he's the guy who plays Keith Richards in the Rolling Stones band, kind of came to me, and he is he's an interesting cat. Like, he's a really cool guy, and he's one of those guys that just like won't play around here. He's a Toronto guy, right? So most of the time he plays Toronto and stuff like that, and he doesn't really care too much for the bar scene, so to speak, unless it's properly promoted. So thankfully, so I kind of get that. So he kind of came to me because there's only really us and like one other band around town that actually like promotes shows properly, to speak, quote unquote, right? So
well, you guys have a big following.
We get radio and cool stuff behind us. So and that way, like, I find that when we do that, like, everyone kind of comes out on top. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's really, you know, out money or anything like that. If everyone pulls together and collaborates on it, it's something to be said about it, right? People working hand in hand. And anyways, so we sat down over a bowl of pho, as most of the time that's how we do business.
Bowl of pho, I like that. You should call your radio show that, bowl of pho.
Bowl of pho, and then we could just talk about how awesome pho is. But we sat over some pho and kind of worked out something, and the next bowl of pho meeting was, okay, well, let's think of a date. And I looked at my schedule and I saw that I was playing on the 6th, but the 6th is perfect because it falls right before my birthday. And I said, that's an easy sell.
Oh, yeah, right.
I can get all my friends
to go out for your birthday.
So my birthday's on the 9th, so this is kind of my big birthday party, too.
Oh, that's
hand
very
in
cool.
hand with, and the Rolling Stones band is perfect for us to go on first. I could have a couple drinks, dance the night away, right? And I don't have to worry about going back on later.
So. Yeah, exactly.
It was one of those things where all the details just kind of ended up lining up properly, and we went for it, and so far pretty successful, I think.
Seems like it. It's our biggest show so far. It's at the Wax, which is right downtown next to Bobby O'Brien's.
The Wax is a great
it's a great
bar.
Kind of venue, like a kind of club look, nice long bar, and
it is
a level and a great big stage. So
it is a perfect place.
It's always exciting
place.
To see it kind of shape up the day of the show.
It is. It's a great venue. I was going to say, who else is in Beggar's Banquet? I'm just curious.
Glenn Peltier.
Glenn's
the singer, and he was, I guess, Sticky Fingers before this.
Yeah, you know what? Back in the day.
Chris isn't on this one, though. Chris normally plays the Ronnie Wood part.
Okay.
But Chris Latta's not on it this gig.
So it's Glenn and Mike.
I believe it's Rob.
Oh, my God.
what's his last name? I can't think of his last name, but he works down there at the pawnbrokers right beside.
Yeah,
Bobby's. So he's the other guitar player, and then I don't really know who else is in that band. They're all Toronto guys.
Yeah,
and they're all a lot older, significantly older than us. So
back in the day, I used to write about Sticky Fingers. I think I was the first person to town to write about Sticky Fingers. So Peltier and I go way back, and I have seen him as Mick.
When he
does Mick and he does John Lennon and he does Pierre Trudeau and oh my God,
that's great.
So this is going to be a crazy night.
Yeah,
a very crazy night,
to say the least.
I was wondering. I thought Beggar's Banquet. Now is Glenn still doing Rolling Stone stuff? I'm not sure, because like you guys, you kind of emulate watching Pink Floyd so much. You kind of have the same sort of, you know, chemistry on stage.
Yeah.
And there's 9 of you in this. Wait, am I right? Is it 9
there's
or 10?
I can't even sax player. 9 now.
There's 9 people in this band.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. And you, as I've said before, you got to have your chops to go to be able to play this music.
Yeah, and you got to get along too. That's the most important thing for us, is that we all get along. And if there's any kind of issue or problem, we always try to hatch it out. And, you know, not publicly, you know, insulting or humiliating someone at practice. It's about taking them aside and saying, hey, why don't we work this out or whatever. So it's becoming so cool. Like, it literally is like playing with the family.
It is.
So
it's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
So
and once a week, we love getting together, so.
What was I going to say? So tell me the lineup of the band. Who's in the band?
Who's in our band?
Yes, who's in the Crazy Diamonds?
You want to take it?
All right, so
ahead,
we got
Jack.
Jesse Weber on lead vocals, some lead guitars there. We got Jay Carrero on bass and backup vocals.
And lead hair.
Yeah, true that.
you got me, Jack Pender, on guitar, some backup vocals, some backup hair.
Yeah, backup hair.
We have the very talented Johnny Sauter on drums and championship backup vocals.
Yep.
And lead rototoms, too.
Lead rototoms.
Yeah.
solo Rototoms.
Yeah,
true. And we have Nick Barkley, who's our keyboard wizard.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Sound effects wizard, too.
Yeah, and that's all that stuff. And for any audio nerds out there, Nick is just in the early stages of enjoying his brand new Nord Stage 2 keyboard, which he'll be debuting at this next show. So
Whoa. This
is a great piece of gear. He's pumped, and so are we.
Yep.
And then we really have the, I don't know, would you say the backbone or the cake icing or...
The cherry on the cake.
The cherry on the whole wedding cake. Is our backup trio of ladies, which includes Denica Gannett, Wendy Tozer, and Emily Barkley.
Yeah.
And then we also have another lovely lady, Danielle Beck, on saxophone, who we've been playing with the last few shows and is an absolutely awesome sax player.
She's one of those people.
Where did you find Danielle?
Nick knew her through a couple bands.
Yeah.
She's one of those girls that literally hears something and it's like, oh, I know that. Wow. And then she can hear it. And write it, and then play what she wrote.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, she's just one of those people, like, she's outstanding.
Yeah.
I used her, it's so funny, like, I used her on, like, I play with a bunch of other bands, right?
I know, and we can talk about that. I know that, Jack, you do stuff as well, and Jesse, you do stuff as well, so we should talk about that, too, because you guys are sort of multi-talented, all over the place.
And
you guys play everywhere. And multi-talented musicians. I was alliterating. Anyway.
So, I had this, actually, I was playing for the Teachers Union in Toronto. And a friend of mine does it every year, and he couldn't do it, so he asked me if I could put a band together. But it was mandatory that we had a sax player, and so I just, hey Danielle, would you be interested in playing, you know, with one of my rock outfits? Sure. Can I get some charts? No, can't have charts. I'm gonna point to you when to play, and then you're gonna play. And then it was one of those things. It was awesome, and she did awesome, right? Like, you just improvise the whole night, and it went over so well. She was kind of the hero of the night. It was pretty awesome.
Great.
Yeah, she's just really good at playing on the fly too. So,
She also runs her own music school. I believe it's the Beck School of Music.
Yeah,
is that right?
Oh, she's at Beck. Oh, okay.
It's at Guelph and Weber in Kitchener there. So it's right out of her house. It's great too. It's a nice little studio. A couple studios that she's got set up. It's actually probably about the same size as this, I would say. I would say her house is
so
pretty close to this.
Intimate little space. Yeah,
yeah, but it's great. All of her rooms are dedicated to different things, and she's got her own little living area. It's pretty awesome.
That is great.
Yeah.
And so you also play in other bands as well.
Yeah, we both got a couple of other bands going on.
What bands do you play in, Jesse, and when do you play?
Well, I got the my weekly things right now. I got... Happy Pappy on Thursday nights at the Duke of Wellington, which is really fun. There's four of us. That's with Matt Weidinger and Darius McKinley of Lumberjunk.
Yeah.
And then we got that old fart Dan Lauren on the drums. He's going to punch me for saying that on the radio. But no, he's great too. He's like a reincarnation of Bonham. Likes to hit the drums hard, but that's the way I like it too. So.
Oh.
And then... I got Saturday afternoons with the Guilty Pleasure Band.
Yeah,
so,
that looks like a riot.
Yeah, that's fun. With about a month or a month and a half ago, we had the Red Hat Society come out. Do you know the Red Hat Society?
Yeah, I do.
So they were there, and
I saw the
pictures. The Cougars were loving on all three of us that day. It was pretty awesome. It was really funny. So that's with Ryan Broman and on drums, and sometimes he hops there on flute. And we like to actually switch up our instruments too at that gig, which makes it fun.
Yeah.
And Nick Barkley from the Crazy Diamonds
too. So that keeps it interesting for you guys too.
Yeah. And then I do this other Tuesday night duo thing at Laurier, and any other night of the week, any given night of the week, it would be with different people. Last week I got the privilege of playing my first gig with Steve Hogg. I don't know if you know Steve Hogg.
Oh, yeah.
But he was in the Lulu's Roadhouse Band.
I do, because I know John Tonin too. These guys are all, like, I know all this.
Oh my God. Talk about a seasoned player.
Many people, right? Yeah.
That guy. Great. Oh man. Like, it's an education playing with a guy like that, who's like backed up anyone from, like, you know, Little Richard to Billy Preston to Stevie Wonder. You know, like he was in that. He's backed up all those guys that used to come through Lulu's, and like it's just like ridiculous playing with a bass player who thinks like that.
Yeah, that's so true.
It was wild. I got to play two gigs with him last week. Awesome. So I played one with him on bass and one with him on guitar, and he was just as good at guitar as he was on bass. So
I'm not surprised.
I'm envious of people like him. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay,
and Jack. Then Jack plays.
Well, we got a couple things going on, really with other people from the Crazy Diamonds band. Yeah. So that's one awesome thing about the band. It's like a little pool of...
Yeah, you guys are everywhere. You know, like people little that, pockets of playing, so I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah,
it's like it's a really ten. Great. It's like a 9-carat, you know, band. They're all over the sparkling everywhere. Anyway,
Yeah, so Wendy Tozer and Jay Carrero are a couple, and the bass player and one of the backup singers. And they've been doing a kind of solo show as the Jendy Way.
Right.
And also as the Wendy Tozer Band, which uses Johnny from the band, sometimes Nick, and often Scott Fitzpatrick, who's a great bass player from Guelph. So we started playing kind of acoustic shows with them, just as a four-piece. So Wendy, Jay, my partner Danica, and I. And that's just been really great. We mostly play at the Blue Moon out in Petersburg, which is this cool, intimate little family restaurant thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Lots of kind of classic rock, corny 70s songs, country ballads, anything for four-part harmonies, really.
You guys learned What a Fool Believes by the Doobies. Didn't you guys do that one?
That one we haven't busted out yet. That's... I like to kind of save the more left field ones for just me and Danica, who also play up there.
Totally. The that'll actually enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What we like to do with Wendy and Jay is kind of, you know, ambitious four-part harmony stuff, so we've been working on some Crosby, Stills, and Nash lately.
Oh, okay.
We just debuted our version of Judy Blue Eyes.
I was going to say, that's one of my, well, my all-time favorite Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song. It's
but to sit
amazing.
Down and learn it, you forget how long it is.
Yeah, it is a journey. Long.
I like Our House. Yep. Yeah, like that Graham Nash stuff. Our House is cool.
That's another one. What the way the show is going to run on Saturday? What's the structure? Who's on first? That sounds like Gavin and Costello. Who's on first? What's on second?
Because it's my birthday, I'm going to want to have a couple drinks.
Okay.
So I think we're going to go on first.
Okay.
We're gonna do the two albums, and we got a couple of surprises up our sleeves for this show. Like we said, we're trying to keep every single show a little bit different
so
from the last, right?
For people that don't know, what albums are you doing?
Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here.
Yay.
Yeah, and then we got a couple of new encores that we've been working on, but we're not gonna say anything about that. Yeah, it's gonna be a surprise.
Okay, great.
So and then we're gonna get off, and then the Beggars Banquet's gonna come up and do their thing, and I'm gonna dance the night away.
Yeah. I figured you can't go from Stones to Floyd.
Yeah, like
Floyd to Stones,
it,
right?
It seemed more of a backtracking. Yeah.
You need to go. Yeah, you can't go from Stones to that wouldn't work.
Yeah, no, I know.
Too mellow.
Unless it was all like the dancey Floyd stuff, like Run Like Hell, or you know, another break.
Oh,
unless we just
too.
Did the collaborative dance set, but I mean. We could think about that for the next time.
I mean,
dancing to Floyd. Maybe next time we can work something out like that.
There will be a next time for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You can guarantee that.
Well, let's put on some Stones.
Yeah,
and
let's do it.
We'll figure out what Floyd we're going to. I hope this works because the volume on here is very sketchy right now.
I've had some problems with YouTube too.
This YouTuber volume. I don't know, man. Yeah. But we'll give it a shot. This is a. God, I'm so old. I used to listen to this in, I think I lived in Belfast, and I have a single of this on the Decca record label, I do believe, at 45 RPM. This is Jump Jack Flash, the Rolling Stones, and Coral of Hill.
Oh, nice. We'll be right back.
Down
That was Fearless and Pink Floyd. And of course, they're singing the that song, that famous soccer song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That's from Carousel. That's from the musical Carousel.